Canada had a federal election on January the 13th, 2006. Zee Charneau wrote a letter to members of parliament regarding the oil sands in Canada. While I don't have the original letter, I do have notes that were taken during a conversation that were incorporated into the letter. Regarding the oil sands, I was appointed to a planning committee for a city of 250,000 people near Pickering, Ontario, by the province of Ontario. Principles of planning were organized and are intact with this letter. The reason the project was interrupted was due to a change in the Ontario provincial government. EcoHealth Communities is a website for all life essentials. After the oil sands have been depleted, there must be a forest covering. In the purification of the oil sands, the sands can be purified and then used for lakeside beaches, including indoor beaches in one of the Charneau modular domes. Gislaved is a company in Sweden which uses petroleum products to create a vinyl which can be used as a greenhouse covering or as a phytotronic hydroponicum covering. The petroleum is the pollution that can be removed from the sands and used to create this vinyl to support life. Navigator, a company in Flodine, does dielectric welding. The dielectric welding is how the vinyl is connected. Cambridge General Tower in Cambridge, Ontario, Canada, can perhaps provide the equivalent in products and in dielectric welding. We're not sure yet about the morality or the ownership of the company, but we could refine this petroleum locally, take the polymer products, and use those as well in industry. We have three levels of courses, three classes of training. We have high performance ideals, and we know how to increase world food production.